Yes, hello everybody, welcome to Summer Breakfast. It is Thursday, January 13. Great to have your company. Hope you're having a great morning. For McCafe, our official coffee partner today. Well, the main draw of the Australian Open gets underway at 3 p.m. today. Will Novak Djokovic be named? We are now just days away from the first Grand Slam of the year. So as we're doing daily, we'll get BP Brett Phillips in to give us the latest at around 7:40. Been a quiet couple of weeks for the NBL. I think only three games since Boxing Day. But from tonight, we are back in business. And the man who'll be co-hosting SEN Drive in 2022, he's going to break his silence. It's his big appointment. The great Andrew Gaze will be in the house at 8 o'clock. And they've been setting the pace in the BBL for most of the season, despite playing predominantly on the road. So we better catch up with someone from the Perth Scorchers. And Jason Berendorf, their chief quick, will join us at 8:40 a.m. But as always, all your calls on the ENS Open line, 1300 736 736. And you know the drill on the temper text machine, 0433 98 11 16, as we all gather as one to rejoice in the return of this man. Josh Jenkins is in the house. Welcome back to you, JoJo. He's out.
I'm back with the land of the living.
He's out.
An hour early, I tell you what, getting up at 5's hard enough. Getting back up at 4 is not much easier.
Haven't seen a smile on your doll this big since you jagged 8 against the Dogs a couple of years ago.
We lost that night. I didn't smile.
You did.
I was smiling on the inside.
You kicked 8 straight and you got rolled. Who'd be filthy with that? Rolled, yeah. What's that the equivalent of? That's
the other boys didn't. I had to do it all myself that night. But good to be back.
It's like a double ton and getting rolled in the test.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Big fella coming in, is he? Is he in the house?
Or
is
he on the phone? He'll be, you know, whether it's virtually or on Zoom or Jiu-Jitsu or actually right in here. It now qualifies in this pandemic world as being in the house.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, I think it does.
Oh, I would have stayed home.
Well, you've just got yourself a new vehicle though, so it's a good excuse for you to get behind.
Beautiful, just driving the new car up the freeway. M1, isn't it? That's the name of the.
I think it is.
M1.
It's the M1.
It was just nice to just go for a little glide in the new vehicle.
Hey, was it moving all right? No traffic at our hour, which is the one silver lining.
None, yeah. Someone had not long before me, just put one into the wall. So there's a little bit of a fracas along the way, but no traffic at this time of the morning.
Fracas?
Well, someone had put their little Commodore into the...
Oh.
Yeah, behaving a little bit... silly behind the wheel from what I could gather, but didn't have time to stop, had to press on. I could see they're okay, and just here I am.
So you come in over the West Gate. I come in over the West Gate as well. Probably a good thing we are in early, because pray for the West Gate, folks. I tell you what, he's going to be carnage. I know it's been in the news until the end of February there. A lot of on-ramps and off-ramps closed. I had a detour, about a 6 kilometre detour this morning at 4:30 in the morning. I had to go all the way back out to Altona to loop back around and come back in. So summer works. I think it caused chaos yesterday. Traffic banked up for kilometres. They're telling us to prepare for 40 to 45 minute delays. So
what does that really mean?
Well, imagine it when school goes back.
Oh,
it will be chaos on the West Gate. It's chaos at the best of times.
Work from home.
Oh, I tell you, it's going to be... incredible out that way.
Not looking forward to that.
If you use the West Gate, good luck to you. Maybe get the punt across. Maybe you need to.
But it's just the on ramps, is it? Or are we expecting the bridge to be?
No, I think they're doing work on the road as well. It's all to do with the big West Gate tunnel project and the widening. And
don't have a lot of faith in the whole roadworks transportation.
No. Too many smart
guys. Do you? Everything seems to be delayed, costs more than it should.
This particular one's been plagued by issues, no doubt about that. Survived the kid's sleepover last night myself.
Oh, that's right.
Not a lot of sleep had. Typical kid's sleepover, just couldn't get him to sleep. Should have started the process earlier.
How old was the crew?
10. 10
all
and 9.
10-year-olds.
Yeah. Had a great game, though. Looked up some party games. That game where you got to put an Oreo on your eye. And you've got to get it from your eye. Sort of like you've got a cucumber, the old cucumber sort of.
Were you participating in these games?
This one I was. And you've got to get it from your eye to your gob without using your hands, obviously.
Yeah.
Great fun. Remember the old stuffy bunnies? You would have played that.
The what?
Stuffy bunnies.
No.
You've got to fit all the marshmallows in your gob so you can't say stuffy bunnies. Oh,
really?
Good wholesome fun.
Never ever heard of it.
Good wholesome fun.
Where did you grow up?
Peninsula, Mornington Peninsula.
Oh, that's right. That makes a bit more sense.
What does that mean? No, it was good night. A bit of music. Actually, speaking of music,
Imagine being Usman Khawaja over the last week or so, JJ. So you come into the Aussie side, the second coming. You hit twin centuries in the Sydney Test. Undroppable now. Unbelievable performance, what he was able to do there. And, geez, he carries himself well. Just impossible not to warm to the man. And then Paul Kelly, Aussie music icon, goes and writes a song about you. Hello.
Usman Khawaja, the boy still in your face. Too many bring joy and make the world a better place. Triumph and disaster, you treat them equally. Uzi, you'll go down in history. Khawaja.
Very catchy tune, I've got to say.
Oh, very.
From one of our greatest singer-songwriters, the music icon in Paul Kelly. He's an avid cricket fan, we know that, and he's paid tributes to Don Bradman in the past. I couldn't stop listening to it yesterday, I've got to admit.
Really?
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah, loved it. Great little jingle. Novak Djokovic, we'll get to him later, but you think his days might be numbered. What about Boris Johnson? Okay. The British Prime Minister.
Why would you
Minister?
Be a politician?
Oh, my goodness me. I don't think he can
Something
come back from this one.
That it's a position of power, but the power seems to go to their heads and they just do silly stuff.
Oh, so this time he's in all sorts of strife. He's said sorry in Parliament, big public apology, admitting he attended a lockdown breaching party in Downing Street, claiming he thought it was a quote-unquote work event. May 2020 this was. This was in the height of Britain's first serious lockdown. Everyone was locked down, prevented from going everywhere. You know the drill. People were missing, their relatives passing away, couldn't go to funerals. He said, Boris Johnson, he didn't appreciate how it would look to millions of Britons who were respecting the COVID rules. So he's under all sorts of pressure now to survive this. In fact, many think he can't. Even some of his own MPs say that Boris Johnson's days are absolutely numbered now. So, he's feeling the heat over there.
I just don't understand what goes through their heads sometimes.
Well, it's a shocking look.
Absolutely shocking.
Shocking look. And we'll get to Novak because...
The only look worse than that is his actual look.
As I told him umpteen times now, I pay for it.
As in how he presents himself.
The hair?
Oh, what's he thinking? Have a look at the man.
What about, we love documentaries and COVID, given we couldn't go anywhere, it's been peak doco season. And we've spoken a bit about Drive to Survive before we had a chat to Oscar Piastri the other day. There's a new one coming out from the same people.
Yes.
What is it?
PGA, the golf tour. We're going behind the scenes on the fairways, the Masters, all the big tournaments. I'm not a golf fan, but I'll be watching that.
So Netflix has linked up with the PGA Tour and golf's major championships, we read this morning, for what they say will be an immersive documentary series following the lives and stories of top professional golfers across a season of high-stakes competition. So will it be spicy enough? Will we pull back the curtain and see all manner of conflict?
I don't think there was a lot of spice in the F1 doco. There's a little bit of
argy-bargy
grappling.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka
the obvious two.
Patrick Reed's antics, perhaps, as well, along the way.
I think golfers are largely, I think they're seen as fairly vanilla characters, aren't they? A lot of golfers. So it may actually be able to shine a light on the fact that they do have great personalities. Phil Mickelson's got a very good personality, and we see a little bit of that on socials and in some of those charity matches that he's played. So it's got some potential.
Definitely give it a go. Some of the names that are linked to it at the moment, Tony Finau, Tommy Fleetwood, Ricky Fowler, Sergio Garcia, Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka is there.
Yep.
And the names go on and on.
Is there'll be caddies and
Justin
officials
Thomas.
And staff who are great personalities and people that we enjoy watching and learning about as well. So it won't be just about the players.
No, and we love the stories behind it all in the background and everything like that, so it's good. Stuck your head inside a supermarket of any sort or grocery store?
Went last night.
Did you find anything?
Looking for some pork strips.
Good luck with that.
No joy.
No. I couldn't get cheese yesterday.
Yeah, it's a worry. Yeah, there's not a lot on offer at the local supermarkets.
That's a real worry. It's certainly not a laughing matter. In fact, there's a story in The Age today about farmers having to dump what they're saying millions of dollars of fresh produce and put it back into the ground because they don't have the workers to get it and supply it. And then at the other end, there's the Victorian Farmers Federation told the newspaper that there's been stories of farmers who are dumping millions of dollars worth of, you know, things like tomato and cucumber stock because major supermarkets have cancelled an order due to their worker shortages. So they're copping it on both ends at the moment. So, it's a fascinating stage that we're living in at the moment with COVID and people unable to work. SEM Breakfast worked its magic again, though, yesterday on more positive on a more positive front. Rashid Khan, we're claiming it.
Half a dozen.
Just in his farewell, 6 for 17 he took. We fired him up yesterday in his farewell last night. He
sounded ready to rock and roll when he hung up the phone, and evidently he was.
He got it for 11.
6 for 17.
I think his first over he went for 11, and they stuck with him. Peter Siddle stuck with him, and then he's come out and taken 6 for 17 to just demolish.
I meant to ask him. I think his economy rate or run rate is about 6.8 over the course of his career. When you're a young budding bowler, and someone said you were going to be one of the best bowlers in the world, but you're going to go for 6.8 runs per over, you would find that hard to understand. But that's the uniqueness of the BBL, where
that's T20.
Going for a run of ball is makes you one of the best there is.
Yeah, indeed. And it would have been great to have a bit longer time with him, of course. He's got such an amazing story. But he's leaving for international duty. So just the third man to claim a BBL 6-wicket haul. It was his 300th T20 career game as well. Nearly bagged a hat-trick twice. The heat in the end was skittled for 90. And King Khan, we should call him, Adelaide Strikers posted 4 for 161. So he's now got a competition-leading 20 wickets in the BBL from 11 games. But anyway, I'll have a chat to Jason Berendorf, speaking of big bash bowlers as well. In what is a batter's game, another one who does a very good job.
Yeah, too good. The Scorchers, they are flying. Just a quick one off the temper text. Got one for you for a cheese replacement there from Dom.
Oh, yeah.
Vegan dairy-free cheese is still available, Sam. I think there's a good reason for that.
It's not bad, Dom.
Good reason it's still available, still on the shelves.
I was after something very specific for some pizza I was doing at home. Some
little homemade pizza setup.
Needed some buffalo mozzarella, and that went mozzarella a long time ago.
The girls are 10. You could have chucked anything on there.
That's for me. Oh. They just have the graded stuff, I reckon.
Little ham and cheese number.
That's right. Well, I said, what do you like? I shouldn't have even asked. Hawaiian.
I wouldn't imagine there'd be a lot of anchovies and chili.
No spicy salami on those pizzas.
Probably come around to the spicy pizzas in my latter years.
You got to get, if you're making them at home, what they call that, some people call it hot honey. It's like the drizzle.
Yeah.
Get that chili oil on the top at the end.
Yeah, don't mind that.
That is the piece de resistance.
Good fun making a homemade pizza, isn't it?
Great fun. Mm. I love it. Don't get me started. It's a great process.
You're right into it, aren't you?
I love
it. Probably a bit too much.
No, just enough without being too psychotic, but we're probably getting into the psychotic Gordon Ramsay state if someone looks at the day wrong. If you thought the best players in the NBA are used to blocking out annoying fans trying to put off their game, think again. I read these words yesterday. Did you see this? Crazy game. Suns and the Raptors. Devin Booker's at the free throw line. There's no one in the stadium, right? But there's one guy trying to distract Devin Booker while he's shooting, and it's the Raptor.
The Raptor.
Toronto's mascot. The only spectator in the Scotiabank Arena was behind the rim. Now, you know what it's like watching the NBA. They wave everything. There's like thousands of people putting him off. Right as Devin Booker's about to shoot, he's from the charity stripe. His side's leading 93-92, 6.5 seconds remaining in the game, an important pair of free throw attempts. Mm. He's jumping up and down the mascot at the perfect moment. Just as he's about to release it, he's jumping out at him. And he made him move. He said, no, I can't have this. He's in my eye line. Yeah. He made the mascot move, sent him to the corner of the stadium.
It's funny because there's only 1,000 people allowed inside the Raptors games because of the COVID issue. So I think normally with 20,000 in the house, you wouldn't even spot him or see him. But I love Devin. He's one of my favourite players, Devin Booker. But I wish he had been able to just shoot those free throws and not worry about the Raptor.
Unbelievable.
He's not a real Raptor. That's a raptor. That's not a raptor. That was a pig.
What was that?
Raptor's a dinosaur.
Just before we get
the
to the break.
Speedy one.
It was Saturday, May 7, 2016, round 7, Docklands, Western Bulldogs, 18-15, 123, Adelaide Crows, your Adelaide Crows.
Yeah.
17-6, 108, Jay Jenkins, 8.
We can go through all 8 if you like.
8 straight. Geez, you did have a good kicking motion. I will say that about you. Just beautifully fluid.
Appreciate that.
And you didn't miss many. And you kicked 8 straight, but the side lost. Now, was there an umpiring controversy on the night?
Oh, I don't recall it, but...
Is there some sort of imbalance?
Suggesting so, yeah. A free kick.
What was the free kick?
Well, I don't think I got a single free kick, so I don't...
28-12.
Our way or their way?
No.
Oh, their way. Any wonder we lost.
28-12.
You need to calm down.
Yeah, that wasn't you, Ray.
And let's just have a look at Josh.
28-12. I don't think I got a free kick.
You got one, you gave away one.
Mm.
What about Scotty Thompson?
Yeah, he was notorious. He was terrible for free kicks.
Just having a look. No frees for, 6 against.
Yeah, most weeks for Scotty.
Jeepers.
Great player, but geez, he could give away a free kick, old Scotty T.
He'd just clang her in there, wouldn't he?
Legs.
Yeah, exactly. Clobber someone high and it'd be a free kick.
28-12. Gee, that's a discrepancy, isn't it?
Who was coaching you then? This was Don, wasn't it?
Don.
He wouldn't have said anything.
First year, I think.
He wouldn't have said anything in the post game, I don't reckon. But I reckon when the cameras are off, he might have had
too much to say, Don. Fairly bland operator in the press.
Straight up. Surely he was motivating behind the scenes.
He used to reference, I'll be careful. That took longer than I thought, that text from Chris. How many goals were from the goal square?
I thought it would have come through
a bit quicker than that, Chris.
Very kind of you.
Where there's Chris, one, there's two.
He's kicked 8 in an AFL game, mate.
Yeah, come on, Chris.
Chill out, Chris.
8 between us. What was I saying? Don Pike. So he used to reference doing the media to slamming his, you know what, in the car door.
Yeah, you could tell. He didn't have to tell us that. You could tell he didn't exactly think it was his favourite time of the day.
Didn't love the...
And treated it as such.
Yeah, they're coming through thick and fast, Ben and Brett. We get the picture.
All right, we'll take a break. Surely he was more motivating behind the scenes though, Don. When the cameras are off, surely he got chapping about. We'll take a break anyway. Maybe we should. We're here for Kogan. No annual fees, tantalising rewards and just great value. And Garage Doors Redefined. 4ddoors.com.au. We've got a fun show. Stay with us.
Kogan, make the switch to a great value credit card. Visit koganmoney.com.au. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Summer breakfast on SEN.
Great to have your company on a Thursday morning here at Summer Breakfast, SENHQ. Sam Edmund with you, and a great pleasure to have him in the building. Josh Jenkins has made his way, he's back in the land of the living, made his way up the Geelong Highway, and he is with us at SENHQ. You like a Bunnings sausage?
Never had one.
Come again?
I like the smell of them. Never. I don't really frequent Bunnings that often.
We eat sausages in general.
Yeah, love them. Sausage casserole, we've had this conversation.
Oh, we have. Sorry. Yeah. Well, one of the great changes of COVID was its absence, the Bunnings sausage, to be honest. There's an event going on at the moment. I think I can call it an event because it has had quite a bit of coverage. The Tour de Snag is coming to an end on Sunday after a huge run. It is the brainchild of Clint Wallace and Todd Curtis. They've ridden their motorbikes, JJ, to every Bunnings in Victoria to raise funds awareness for mental health research through the Black Dog Institute.
So they're about to finish.
They're finishing this weekend, and their finale, their last couple of stops are in Torquay, down your way, and Warn Ponds.
That is right near me.
Ten months in the making this is because of COVID and the absence of the snag and Bunnings, sort of issues in general. So they've travelled 7,500 kilometres. And they've had 77 sausages each.
Delicious.
They'd be well versed in the art of the humble snag.
They would.
They'd know a good one from a
just
bad
a
one.
Bread and sauce. Now, what's your go-to? With the smirk, there's something weird about that.
No, definitely bread. That's required. The snag's in there too.
Yeah, I've got to have the dead horse. Yeah. And I top it off with a bit of the mustard, bit of the yellow
mustard stuff.
Mustard,
yeah, okay.
Okay, do you play Uno over the summer sort of? Well, your kids aren't quite old enough.
No. It's hard to play Uno with a pair of 10-month-olds.
That is a bit.
Have played it, though, and I see it's about to...
It's getting another facelift. They've got more new cars. Seriously, what is it? We just leave. It's not broken. Don't fix it.
Well, is it?
No, it's fine.
It's been overtaken by the humble iPhone.
Oh, yeah, nothing humble about that. That's overtaken everything. Actually, a good thing about our Christmas break was getting to Bruny Island and not taking a single device with us. And all of a sudden, the kids are playing old ball games from yesteryear. You know, your Guess Who, your Twister, your Snakes and Ladders, Uno got a run out, Battleship.
Oh, Trouble.
Love Battleship. Trouble
we
was there.
We played Trouble with Hungry, our 3-year-old.
Hungry Hippos.
Cupboard. Yeah. Yeah, we had a little fishing one too, but wasn't working.
Oh, yeah,
working.
I remember the fishing one. Mm. Yes.
25-year-old board games, some of these.
I know. And you know a good board game when you see all the corners of all frayed and broken off.
Yeah.
And you dust it out. It brought back memories. So great to see the kids doing that. Anyway, Uno, they've brought in the Wild Target. Don't ask me what these are. The Wild Target, the Wild Swap Hands, the Wild Double Skip, the Wild Skip, and the Wild Reverse. So
I'm just trying to read some of these.
Yeah, they're reinventing the wheel.
It's just ridiculous.
Wild Forces Swap. When played, you must choose another player and exchange hands with them.
Right. The old swapper.
That's not bad. You know someone's pretty happy with himself. You read their body language and give us your cards. That's okay.
Morning, boys. A great doco is ESPN's Bad Boys, Chronicles of Detroit Pistons and its Hard Men. That was Bill Laimbeer, Mahorn, et cetera, et cetera. Dennis Rodman there.
Tell you what, staying on the Detroit Pistons theme is the Netflix doco, The Malice in the Palace.
Seen it. It's good, isn't it?
Unbelievable documentary.
Who, Meta World, what's he called
Ron
now?
Artest, Ron Artest, he was. He's
now, then Meta World Peace, now something else. Now Just Peace or something?
Meta Artest.
Meta Artest.
Or something.
So was it he that said that his counsellor, his shrink had told him when he feels stressed out, he's just got to lie down?
Lie down, yeah.
So that's he laid down on the scorer's
laid
bench.
On the scorer's table. Someone threw a glass of, or a cup of drink at him, hit him in the chest. He saw who threw it.
And that was it.
Well, it was the wrong person. He bashed the wrong person. Ran up 10 rows back and just started laying into them, as did another 4 or 5 players. Just complete bedlam. Very, very good documentary.
And we're talking docos, in case you missed it earlier, because Netflix have teamed up with the creators of Formula One's Drive to Survive, which has been a raging hit for a few seasons now. There's going to be a golf version, a PGA Tour version of that coming up on Netflix shortly.